Sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a clear, starry summer night in southeast Alaska, a volunteer with the Alaska Bat Monitoring Program is driving slowly down a road. She has a microphone mounted to the roof of her car, connected to a bat detector next to her, and she can hear the calls of bats flying over the road. She'll drive this route once every 2 weeks this summer, listening for bats. The detector records the call, and a GPS notes the location. With the help of almost 150 volunteers in six communities across southeast Alaska, biologists have learned a great deal about Alaska's bats since monitoring began in 2014. They've documented the presence of species that were not known to be in Alaska, and they're gaining a better understanding of their distribution and the habitats where bats are found. Two factors fuel the interest in bats: white nose syndrome and translocation. White nose syndrome is a fungal disease that infects bats in the winter during hibernation. Since 2005, millions of bats in the eastern United States and the Midwest have died from this disease, and it's spreading. In the spring of 2016, an infected and dying bat was found near Seattle, more than 1,300 miles from the nearest known case in the Midwest. How the sick bat got to Washington is unknown, but biologists suspect it hitched a ride on some form of transportation and was translocated. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.